Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, if you were one of the millions this past Sunday watching the Super Bowl like me, you witnessed Bud Light attacking rival brands in its Super Bowl ads this year, but it was actually the U.S. corn industry that felt stung. The spots trolled rival brands that use corn syrup. In fact, one actually showed a medieval caravan schlepping a huge barrel of corn syrup to castles owned by both Miller and Coors Light. The National Corn Growers Association rebuked the brand for boasting that Bud Light doesn't use the ingredient. The association, which says it represents 40,000 corn farmers nationwide, tweeted that America's corn farmers were, quote, disappointed in the beer maker and thanked Miller Lite and Coors Light for supporting their industry. Meanwhile, Anheuser-Busch, the maker of Bud Light, responded that it fully supports U.S. corn growers and will continue to invest in the U.S. corn industry. In fact, the company said Bud Light's Super Bowl commercials were only meant to point out a key difference in Bud Light from other light beers on the market. Miller Coors also hit back at Bud Light with a tweet clarifying that none of its products use high fructose corn syrup and claimed that many Anheuser-Busch products actually do. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.